is ESPN 97.5, brought to you by Zada Jewelers.
There are jewelry stores, then there's Zada's.
KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston.
Prepare for overreaction on my mark.
It's that time of the week where overreactions are welcome.
They say Muhammad Ali was the greatest of all time, but he never fought Cassius Clay. What was he afraid of? Boom! Hot take!
It's cash 'em.
That is so good, but that's exactly right.
Or trash 'em.
This is your hot take.
Seems like an overreaction.
With Jeremy and Joe.
Give us a hot spoonful of your opinion.
Cash 'em or trash 'em? 713-780-3776. What are you cashing or trashing with Jeremy and Joe? 713-780-3776. Joe, why don't you lead us off here?
All right, so we got the news.
Stud.
That's weird. Brendan Sorsby is not going to sue the NFL. And he's going to be allowed to participate in the Senior Bowl, all the pre-draft process next year. I'm going to say, even without playing football this year, Brendan Sorsby still goes in the first round.
Trash.
Trash.
Nah, he's not first rounder.
Trash.
Yeah, I trash it too.
I think he still goes in the first.
Okay. You want to bet? How much do you think this? How strongly do you feel about this team?
Not enough to bet on it.
Can I join in?
Nope. Vito.
I don't think he was a lock first rounder, even if he had stayed.
Same.
Like, I think he was definitely on that track, but a year off, everything that comes with it, I don't think he's a first
second round.
Second round? He's a third rounder.
Well, not only that, but think about the class he's going into with Arch and Dante Moore. And
St. Arch might stay.
Well, okay. Peyton did that, so I guess it's not the craziest thing in the world. But yeah,
I mean, it kind of makes sense for a quarterback. Like, you're going to make tons of money in college. Tons of money in college.
In the NIL era, for sure.
He also doesn't even need the money, but he's still going to make a fortune. And then also, I think it's very beneficial to play as many quarterback snaps as you can before you play in the NFL. I think it's very meaningful. So, actually, of all the positions in the world to do that, I think it's quarterback. I think other positions you need to get to the draft as quickly as possible.
Yeah, the track record, I mean, this is why he was never going to come out after year one, even if he was good. But the track record of one-year quarterbacks is not good. And the Manning family openly said, like, we want him to be ready for the NFL. We don't care how long that takes. So,
yeah,
I could see him staying an extra year, but if the Longhorns are good, I don't know.
Especially if like the Jets get the first pick,
that would be
like instead of having to force your way to a team, just be like, I'm just gonna do NIL.
Maybe Dante Moore sues for an extra year.
Yeah, they're just gonna stay again. Why not?
Did Dante Moore redshirt?
At UCLA? Draft eligible this last year.
Right, but the 5-year to play rule.
They're not part of that.
It's only for the new guys?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
There's lawsuits happening. They're saying they've already got like 70 players that are wanting to sue for that. So for it to be retroactive to the 2022 class.
That's gonna be an interesting ruling.
I think they're gonna win.
Probably.
Yeah. Like I think they'll win. I'm honestly surprised they're not doing that. They're not making it retroactive.
Well, it makes sense to make it It makes sense to just do it for the new guys.
Yeah.
But it's easier to, like, roster build and stuff like that, I think.
Yeah. But they'll probably sue it in the win. So if he wants to stay at Oregon, he can.
Oh, I was going to say 1 year, but I think 1 year is too quick. I think it would water it down a little bit. The World Cup should be every 2 years. Every 2 years. Like the Ryder Cup. World Cup every 2 years.
I'm going to trash it.
Trash.
You don't like ball.
Trash.
Trash.
Wait, why?
You get the Olympics in 2 years. What's the difference?
The difference is you don't send out your best
team. Yeah, like you can only have a couple of the older guys. But see, I think the problem is like, then change the rules of the Olympics.
No, I don't like the Olympics as much when it comes to soccer.
What's the difference?
There's so many differences.
Well, the World Cup is felt to be more prestigious.
For sure.
The starter.
The roster limitations, FIFA, they're corrupt, but they know how to run a good tournament.
They do.
They're taking their cut, but damn it, they're
running
a tournament.
They might be super shady, but this tournament they run's pretty good.
I mean, this tournament is an L for people that complain about tournament expansion.
It's been awesome.
Yeah,
they're talking about expanding to 64. Cash or trash? Should they expand to 64?
Trash.
I actually cash it. I think it'd be better.
That's kind of your brand now.
Well, I don't. The knockout stage is gonna be the same. I think going from 48 teams in group stage to 32 isn't as good as 64 teams in group stage to 32.
I'm fine if they expand it.
Like, you have Italy not playing in the World Cup.
That's their fault.
Yeah, I mean, they had a chance to qualify.
Yeah, but it's tough to qualify in the Euro.
Yeah, fair. Fair.
I think 64 group team. And plus, I don't like this whole, like, this wild card gets in.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that you should have 48 teams in group stage and then trim it down to 32 for knockout.
It's weird.
It's a weird number to me. The conversion's weird.
And honestly,
I think it makes more sense going from 64 to 32 than 48 to 32.
I think it's the only tournament in which this would apply. But even, like, the teams who probably, like soccer purists would say that didn't deserve to be in this tournament because of the expansion. Seeing the reaction from people of that country when they score their first ever goal, their team goal in the World Cup, is still very cool. Like, it's a very unique thing that we get to see now because of this. So I'm fine with 64.
64.
But it doesn't have to be every 2 years. 4 is fine.
Dante Moore played as a true freshman at UCLA, but then redshirted behind Gabriel the year he transferred to Oregon. That's right. Good recall. Thank you.
Okay, that's it.
Brian, what are you cashing? What are you trashing?
So I was, when I was doing show prep earlier, I saw this list from CBS Sports ranking the top wide receiver tandems in the NFL.
White?
Disagree on their number one. I get Jamar Chase, best receiver in the league.
He's not a white receiver.
I didn't say white.
Oh, wide. He said white. Did you hear white?
I don't remember.
I didn't say white.
I knew what he was saying. So
I said white receivers.
We can go to the tape later. But they were ranking their top 1-2 tandems for wide receivers. Hard D there, and of course they put
said wind, didn't it?
And pause.
God, can I get through this?
If Jeremy said what you just said, what the hard D, you would be losing your mind.
Yeah, no, it was intentional. But they had the Bengals duo of Jamar Chase and T. Higgins, which I get because Jamar Chase is the best receiver in the league, but I disagree with their ranking. Like, I think the drop-off to Higgins is enough to where I would put the Cowboys duo of CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens. Like, George Pickens, way, way, way greater sign than T. Higgins. I think the best 1-2 duo at wide receiver in the NFL is the Cowboys.
I think those are both wrong.
Okay, hit me.
Puka and Devontae.
I think Devontae's. I mean, I know he had a million touchdowns because he's their goal line back essentially. But I think he slipped enough to where I wouldn't put him
slipped.
There.
I'm gonna go. I'll go Bengals.
He had 14 touchdowns last year, Devontae.
Yeah, he's a goal line back.
He led the NFL.
Yeah,
compare that with the best receiver in the NFL.
I'd be curious to see what the average depth of those wide receivers are, or those receiving touchdowns was, because he had so many, like, 1 yard touchdowns.
He only had 789 yards.
Yeah,
so it'd be quite a bit.
I think I would still go when healthy. I'll go Bengals.
Higgins is good.
Like, I like Higgins a lot. So
I like Jamar Chase. Jamar Chase. I said Puka's the best receiver in the NFL for the sake of the argument. I really believe it's Jamar.
Yeah.
I like Jamar a lot.
So, but double trash thing.
But I do think that, like, if you were just drafting those four guys, right, you would go Chase, CD, Pickens. T.
Yes.
Yeah, that's kind of the overall point.
What if you were drafting the six guys and you throw Puka and Adams in there?
Chase, Puka, CD, Pickens.
See, I would go Puka one.
And then Higgins or Devontae?
I probably Higgins because of age.
I probably did too.
The problem is the injury part. With
I was just arguing to argue. I think it's the Bengals still.
Yeah. I'm looking at it from like a healthy perspective, because when you factor in health, it's hard not to say Cowboys, because Higgins is out all the time, it feels like.
What about Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle? Remember when people were trying to make that a thing?
I do.
Yeah.
I was like,
yeah.
Come on. They're 5'4".
Yeah.
I like my receivers tall. They can catch passes. Actually, I like a diversity in the room. I like a good quick receiver from time to time.
It's nice.
CC Sabathia says Shohei Ohtani's the best baseball player ever, and that he's basically Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens. Cash or trash?
Cash it.
Yeah, I kind of cash
it. He's number one already.
Yeah, I kind of cash it. He's not the best hitter in baseball?
No.
He's not the best pitcher in baseball?
No.
But he's pretty close to the top in both of them.
Because he might be... He's top three hitter in baseball.
Yordan, Judge, Ohtani? Is that your top three?
I mean, Ohtani from like a reputation thing, but...
Who would you put ahead of him?
I don't know. I'd have to look. I really like Bobby Witt.
Yeah.
I'm a big Bobby Witt.
Yeah,
guy.
Bobby Witt's up there for sure.
Taylor Trammell. I like him.
He does hit him a long way.
He's got some thump.
He rakes. And then what? Otani's probably what? Top five pitcher?
I would say closer top 10, yeah. Top five, I think it's a stretch. Because you put Skeens, Miz, Scooble, that's already three.
But he's top 10 in both. He's ridiculous.
Yeah, like if you're top 10 in both, then like you're the number one player of all time.
Yeah.
It's not even, I don't think it's even close.
Like the Ruth argument kind of falls apart because he was, for the time, a great pitcher, but he didn't do them at the same time. So that's part of why I've shifted to saying it's Otani.
Yeah.
Ocho says, cash or trash these bourbon glazed pork chops. My goodness, this is delicious. Sure. That sounds great.
Can't taste them, so I can't cash or trash.
Did he post a picture?
No.
Oh.
Picture, it didn't happen, Ocho. Yeah.
I'm going to say trash.
You don't like pork chops?
Trash.
No, I can't see him, so I'm going to go trash. Not great. We don't know.
Wouldn't the ultimate test be taste test?
Sure.
If I see a pick out of them, pick of them. Tasty.
Junkie says World Cup in the fall. Cash or trash?
No. Trash.
I'm trashing that because the football.
Trash. Trash.
Cash trash. Or trash? This is a good trade for the Boston Celtics. Jaylen Brown has been traded to the Philadelphia 76ers for Paul George and two first-round picks.
Wow. Wow.
Whoa. Paul George? Two firsts? They've got to have another move after that.
That's interesting. Who reported that? Sharms?
Yeah.
I'm
going to trash this trade for Boston.
I don't know. They were trying to dump Brown, though.
Paul George and two firsts? That was the return?
Yeah. I don't think it's brutal.
I guess unless you're banking on...
I would Jalen being trade. I assume those first are late. Unless I don't know what sort of protections they have. I don't know who they're from. But if it's Boston or if it's Philly's picks, and you got an aging Paul George, that's a great return.
If they're in the 2030s, which they probably are.
Oh, then maybe the Sixers
you're banking on Jalen Brown being unhappy in Philly.
It's such a weird team.
And Embiid breaking down.
Yeah. Which he has been.
I feel like they feel like getting rid of Brown's addition by subtraction.
They must. Like, they must. It must be like.
Like, I think it's untenable there in Boston.
Yeah.
I
like the word choice.
I think it's untenable.
That's so strange.
I like the Brown side of the trade more, but I don't think it's like egregious.
To your point, though, Jeremy, it has to be they just had to get rid of him. Because think about, not only do they take what is perceived as a loss in the value, but they trade him in division. Like they thought so little. They're like, I don't care. Get him out.
Sure, which I'm fond of that.
Down the street, whatever.
I hate whenever teams do that. I think just make your own team better. Watch the UEFA Champions League, J-Bone. I will when Wrexham gets there. I'm Wrexham till I die, and only Wrexham. 713-780-3776. Speaking of white, are the Lakers trying to put together the whitest team in the modern era?
They are.
It's like Duke meets the NBA.
Yeah, they signed or traded for three white guys that they'd add to Luka and Austin Reeves.
It's like the joke we make about the Jazz, but actually true.
Yeah.
Someone said name the best duo of white receivers ever. Braxton Berrios and Justin Watson.
I'm guessing, did Welker and Edelman cross over at one point?
I'm not sure that they did.
I don't think they did. Like, I'm trying to think. There's always, like, I mean, Kupp was great for the Rams, but he was only...
Oh, well, then is it Amendola and Edelman?
Maybe.
Yeah, you have to look.
At least, like, in the modern era.
And McCaffrey was really good.
Did Kevin Walter have a white running mate?
I don't think they ever had another wide receiver.
Yeah. Oh, Kevin Walter and David Anderson. Boom.
Yeah. I'd rather go Berrios and Justin Watson.
Damn.
That's tough. Cash or trash, the Lakers' new starting lineup is a playoff team.
Cash. They're not going to miss the playoffs.
West is tough, man.
They were the 4 seed last year.
West is tough.
But it's not really 7 through 10.
Are we saying...
Well, I was thinking top 6.
Top 6.
Okay.
That's fair. But...
Like, Thunder is still good. San Antonio's still good. Denver's still good.
Yeah.
Rockets, we think, will be a playoff team. Minnesota, we think, will be a playoff team. Portland was 7th in the Western Conference last year. They just traded for Jaw.
Yeah, I don't think it's good. Like, I think they're going to fall apart.
Does Golden State add LeBron? I think it's easy to be a play-in team. I think it's difficult to be a playoff team.
Yeah, I guess I could see it, but if they're not a top six team, it's because Luka gets hurt. If Luka's on that team, they're going to finish top 6.
Yeah.
I think pretty much no matter who's on the roster.
Junkie says, that's crazy. I haven't seen it yet, but Rockets couldn't get Brown. I don't think they wanted Brown.
No, clearly not.
The process went out the window, LOL, in regards to the 76ers trade. If that's all it took, then why wouldn't the Rockets want Brown? I wouldn't want to trade two first-rounders for Jaylen Brown. I don't want to trade my future first. Does Brown make the Rockets better? Yes. Does he make them a top-two team in the West? No. So why are you trading future draft picks for him? You shouldn't trade future draft picks for players unless they make you incrementally better in the pecking order of the conference.
And like Philly.
Owen Daniels wasn't a wide receiver.
Like, Philly thinks that if they get a healthy version of Joel Embiid, Maxey, Jaylen Brown can contend. And I think they can. But Joel Embiid has to be healthy.
Yeah. Big if.
And even like, and who's the guard they got last year? What's his name?
From Baylor? Edgecombe?
Yes. Like, Edgecombe, Maxey, and Brown might be enough to compete in the East.
That's kind of an entertaining backcourt.
Yeah. Like, you could talk me into them making a run in the East.
Eh. Run, no. Playoffs, yes. Cash or trash, Brian
Carlton
said.
Carlton Towns just won a national champion. I mean, an NBA championship. Like, I feel like anything's possible now.
Yeah. Junkie, cash or trash, Brian said white, not wide.
I actually pulled the audio. We want to play it back?
I'm going to trash it because of Brian's reaction.
Yeah, Brian knows.
Brian seems convinced.
No, I would play it either way, but here's the audio.
Yeah, but I can tell by your conviction that you're right. Brian, what are you cashing? What are you trashing?
So I was, when I was doing show prep earlier, I saw this list from CBS Sports ranking the top wide receiver tandems in the NFL.
Wide.
Disagree on their number one.
He said wide.
He did, but I see why you thought he said white.
He said wide.
Yeah, he said wide.
Puka and Cup says somebody. Neither are black. Puka's not white, though.
Yeah, he's not white.
That's the move. That's a little bit of a goalpost move there.
It's
might be the closest we can get.
It's a correct answer, but move the goalpost.
I don't think it's a correct answer. We didn't say non-black receivers.
Yeah, we said white.
White.
Yeah. He's trying to reinvent the question, but I'm not mad at you. It's a good try. It's a good effort. 713-780-3776. Let's cash or trash these five sleeper teams to win it all in college football. You know what we're going to start doing around here? We're going to start talking about college football. Who are these five sleeper teams that could win it all this college football season? Cash or trash these. 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 975.
When the world's biggest stage is hosted on your turf, you've got to do it big. And lucky for you, Twin Peaks is built for big games. At the Lodge, it's 29 degrees or nothing. Stay refreshed for the full 90 minutes as Twin Peaks girls keep the rounds coming. From ice cold 29-degree drafts of Michelob Ultra to the iconic handcrafted spicy margaritas made with Casamigos. There's something that'll score with every fan all tournament long. Pair all of that with a menu that's entirely made from scratch, and you've got everything you need to stay fueled for every match. We're talking hand-tossed wings in your choice of 12 sauces and dry rubs, seared-to-order burgers and shareables that beat the brakes off of bar food. Plus, you got that happy hour going on from 2 to 6 Monday through Friday, right when all these games are going on. Get to the Lodge where every seat puts you in the front row, and every second is packed with scenic views. Twin Peaks is truly unmatched for every match. Twin Peaks, eats, drinks, scenic views.
ESPN 97.5.
Scott tissue that I wish you saw. Side captain, Mr. Know It All. I'll close your eyes and I'll kiss you, cause with the birds I'll share.
It's Jeremy and Joe
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
713-780-ESPN. Cooper Kupp, Adam Thielen, says somebody. Huh. All right. I was trying to think. Must have.
I don't think, well, if they did, it was like the end of Cup for Thielen's run.
Did Thielen go to... Because
Thielen was most known for playing with Minnesota and Diggs.
Didn't he go to the Rams like late when he got cut?
They never played together.
Yeah, but he wasn't nearly in his prime.
Thielen's played for the Vikings, the Panthers, back to the Vikings, and now he's with the Steelers.
Why would he say Thielen and Cup?
He's just named two white guys.
Maybe he just thought, eject him? Like, the best two white wide receivers?
Let's see ya.
Throw him out for not understanding the process.
You are
understand the question.
Out of here.
Never heard it.
Famosa persona.
Jonah. Someone asked in the text line earlier if Jose Jorge returns tomorrow.
Hell yeah, he does.
I wonder if we should get him to do an Andres Cantor call.
I like that. Yeah.
Instead of just in the spirit.
Or just that. Whoever called the goal that we thought was Andres yeah. Cantor.
I think right? that's, so you're going to translate it?
Yeah, I'll try, I guess.
I think this is a great idea.
Joe can try to recreate the
Now, does
call.
He have to call it like yeah. the play...
I will try.
Okay.
You don't even have to ask.
Usually
that.
When it's
am I going to sing it? No. Am I going to try to do the call? Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so tomorrow will be Jose Jorge, but Jose Jorge.
Can we can we get like a Pulisic call if he scores tonight from the Telemundo call?
Okay. You want to do the American goal?
Yeah, we can do it. We can play.
Does that track for Jose Jorge though?
Well, I'm saying
is Jose Jorge an American fan or a Mexican fan?
Well, because what I'm thinking here out loud is we can play the English call, the Telemundo call, my call.
I think it should go you. I think it should go English, you, Telemundo.
No, yeah, order whatever.
Okay.
But I think we can do that. Who had the best call of it?
All right, I'll try to. Okay. Sure. I can try to translate that.
If USA scores a goal tonight.
713-780-ESPN. HRP listener line. Oh, so can these team? Who's a dark horse contender for you to win it all? Oh yeah, I was gonna say we won our sweats. We were 2-1 in our sweats today, so we did some stuff. We won some things. I think we won 2 straight units. Yeah, because the only thing that we had plus money was the money line on Belgium, which we lost because it's an extra time and they're tied. All right, so here's some sleeper teams to win it all. Win the college football national championship. Give me a cash or trash on these, Joe.
Ready.
Texas A&M, the Fighting Texas Aggies.
Sorry. Trash that.
I'm cashing it, actually. I think they can get it done.
They're getting a new quarterback?
Trash.
Marcel Reed's capable.
I'm not sure.
He's capable. He's going to learn.
Against good defenses?
He's going to learn from his mistakes, much like C.J. Stroud.
I don't know. I mean.
I think their defense is so elite. I think their running game's going to be really, really, really good. I don't think that they need Marcel Reed to be way better. They need him to be better. I don't think they need him to be way better. They don't even be a Heisman Trophy contender for them to be a national title contender.
It's a bit
I think they're in play. I think they're in, they're really good.
I think they make the playoff, but.
Chip in a chair.
Yeah, no, that's a fair pushback to what I'm about to say, but I'm trying to think now of like the major defenses we've seen them against. Obviously, Texas 2 years, Miami in the playoff, and he was horrible in all 3 games.
Yeah.
We know their schedule was soft last year in conference play, so I don't know what elite defense he's played even decent against to where you could say the defense can win them the game because he just kept them in it.
Yeah.
He'd be a year older, a year better.
I'll believe it when I see it. I hope for my Aggie friends out there that he's much better, but. I think a lot of them would agree with us.
Ole Miss.
Trash.
Yeah, I'm going to trash that one as well.
Like they don't have Lane Kiffin. It was
trash.
Yes, they had some magic in the playoffs. They might have one of the best 3 college football players this year, Kwon Lacy, but I'm going to trash it.
He's a stud.
Yeah, he's very good.
You're not big on Pete Golding?
I just don't know if I buy it. Like, last year feels like more of a fluke.
Okay.
You got offensive coordinators flying in and out. Like, what does it look like with his staff?
Yeah.
So I'm not sure.
LSU.
Cash.
Yeah, I'm going to cash Kiffin as well.
I don't think this should be this long of a shot. Okay.
What are their odds?
20-1.
20-1?
Like,
thank you for
at least
that
on the one I'm looking at.
Ooh, that was vicious.
I think, correct me if I'm wrong, don't they have, I believe they have one pretty tough non-conference game. No, I mean that
every game
in this in this era, it doesn't really matter. You can have one loss, but that's something to think of.
USC.
I'm gonna trash it.
Lincoln's on a little bit of a hot seat there in LA.
Yeah, I'm gonna
do like
trash
their quarterback,
it.
But I trash.
I'm gonna cash it.
They're soft.
I'm gonna cash it.
That's a take Notre Dame off the schedule. Take
losers.
I'm gonna cash the Trojans. I think they can get there, and then once you're there, you got a chance. Plus, I kind of like Lincoln Riley as a coach. And he's on the hot seat.
I do too. I think it'd be a mistake for them to get rid of him.
Right?
Like, people are going to get fired if Lincoln Riley's available.
Yeah. What were your cash or trash the Trojans, Brian?
Oh, I was a trash too. I like their quarterback, but I trash.
Oh, that's right. You already said that. Penn State, the Nittany Lions.
Trash.
Yeah, I'm going to trash that as well. Although I do like Matt Campbell as a coach.
Yeah, but I would not. But if you would have said, in a world in which James Franklin is not fired.
In a world. What is the 30? How does the 30 for 30 start? 30 for 30
it's not
start.
In a world, but...
But then they start similar, kind of.
What if I told you?
Yeah, what if I told you?
That's what it is.
But like 80% of Penn State's roster is all Iowa State players now. Like, they still have some pieces there, but, like, I'm in.
Hey, don't say that too loudly. The 80% of the Texans roster is Iowa State players.
Yeah, well, great.
Iowa State's a good football program.
Now it's going to be Penn State U for the Texans. They're going to start just drafting Penn State players left and right.
TCU.
I don't know enough about their new quarterback, so I would trash.
I think that anybody in the Big 12 can win it all. I'm going to cash the Horned Frogs.
So if I say West Virginia, you're going to cash it?
Hey, they got James Franklin
bring
now.
Me home Country Roads.
I said West Virginia.
Oh, my bad.
I thought you were talking to me for a second. I was like, that's what they sing.
It is.
Houston.
As a national championship team.
Cash.
To win the title,
trash.
I'm going to trash it.
You cashed LSU. Then Houston smoked LSU in the Texas Bowl last year.
A different team.
One by three.
But I think Houston's going to make the playoffs.
Smoked them by three?
I think Houston's going to make the playoffs this year.
I would trash it as well.
I think Texas is going to be represented. There's three of the 12 will be from the state of Texas.
That'd be awesome.
Maybe
Houston.
Texas A&M.
Well, people love Texas. We know how people feel about Texas.
Yeah.
People love Texas.
Hook them.
Texas is bigger. I meant the state of Texas.
Oh, were you fishing for this drop?
Yeah. Texas is good. I was. Everything is big.
It's great. It might be my favorite drop now.
Oh, man. Junkie says Marcel Reed is the next CJ Stroud. No, he's not. Marcel Reed's not a top three draft pick.
Agreed.
What do you consider a long shot for this year? Is like 15-1 kind of the.
Yeah, I think that's probably fair.
Okay. Because Miami's 13-1 this year.
Yeah, I think it's their odds are a little too good.
Yeah.
To be considered, I think, a long shot for sure.
Okay. I was just curious.
I would say somewhere between 15-20-1.
Okay. Because like there's a jump. It's Miami 13-1, LSU 20-1, A&M's right there. What would you say about Tech?
I think they have a chance, yeah.
You think they do?
Yeah, anybody in the Big 12 can win it all. Yeah.
Forgot that you were gonna say that.
No, their roster is loaded.
And I like the quarterback still. He played fine last year when he was out there.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I can't remember. Is he hurt, though, to start the season? Not that it matters.
He tore his ACL, but.
No, they're expecting him back early in the year, but maybe not right at the beginning of the year. Yeah. Yep.
It's good for the Cougs.
But they can lose two games and still make the playoffs.
So. Yeah.
Good. Junkie says not Tech. We just talked about Tech. All right, 713-780-3776. Yesterday we saw, they wasn't really a brawl, but the benches cleared in baseball in the Boston-Washington game. So the question that we have for you, 713-780-3776, which current players would you least like to see when the bench is clear? Maybe even all time, maybe in other sports. 713-780-3776, Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5.
1976, Dean and Leasing opened their doors with one mission, making a vehicle easier, smarter, and more affordable than buying it the old-fashioned way. You can qualify right now. You go to dmautoleasing.com or give them that call, 713-290-1000. And if your payments qualify, credit, all that stuff checks out, you get payments for as low as $400 a month. You don't have to worry about negative equity anymore. Your lease can go for 3 years, and you can get a brand new vehicle from D&M Leasing. Just keep it rolling over and over again. The average car payment right now is $800 a month. Why would you be going for that? And then by the time you're ready to pay that thing off and get rid of it, you can't because the car is in trouble at that point. So give D&M Leasing a call right now, 713-290-1000, or visit them at dmautoleasing.com.
This is ESPN 97.5. Now back to the Huntington Bank Studios with Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
On ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Yesterday, there's a little bit of a brouhaha. Boston, Washington. Contreras likes to get in the middle of everything. I think I kind of like him.
Sounds like yesterday might have been deserved.
Him being thrown at? Or they didn't even throw at him. He just said, get off the plate. Get to your dugout, bad word or something.
Well, didn't the Yankees throw at him a few days before?
He gets thrown at a lot.
Yeah.
Well, he gets hit a lot, too, because he also like crowds the plate.
Yes, he does.
So it's like both. I think I kind of like him though. He's like he's not going to take any nonsense. He's like the new Tommy Pham, Vernon Maxwell type of guy.
Yeah,
I like a little dog in my clubhouse from time to time. Like you don't want him to be bad off.
I'm a dog.
You want him to be a good teammate, but I don't mind a guy who's a dog.
Yeah, he's a little. It feels like once a week we get like a Wilson Contreras
Oh, yeah.
Story of some kind. Like, he's a little hot-headed.
Whenever he did it in St. Louis, nobody cared, but this is another example of East Coast bias. Mm. You can be a hothead in the Midwest, no one bats an eye. You're a hothead all of a sudden in Boston, and you're everybody's worst enemy.
Yeah. I mean,
did he just become this way in Boston?
I don't remember it being this bad in Chicago. Like, versus the Brewers, yes.
This is why Dusty didn't want to trade for him.
But, like, maybe.
Remember?
Like, maybe it was this bad. I just don't remember it. But, like, it's every week. He got thrown out in two straight days. Like, that never happens in baseball.
So the question, which current baseball players, or maybe all time, or maybe other sports, would you least like to see when the bench is clear?
I mean, actively?
I mean, after what we learned yesterday, I'll go Ronel Blanco.
The size.
He's a thick boy.
Yeah.
He's a thick guy.
I mean, honestly, like, now he might break his hand, but Yordan Alvarez would be a scary man.
For sure.
Like, if you're a pitcher on the mound and he charges after you, that looks terrible.
Your only hope is he hurts himself in the 60 feet he has to run, which feels 50-50.
I mean, Ronel Blanco, he's 6'3", 265.
It's a big boy.
Yeah. I mean, it's...
Anybody with a lot of size, like Aaron Judge runs at you, that's going to
be scary.
A little bit jarring. Mm-hmm. Same thing with, like, Cam Smith's a big guy.
Cam was at the top of the list. Like,
that's a good call.
Enyo de los Santos? That's probably a scary-looking guy.
Yeah.
That would scare me, but Tommy Pham would be on my list.
I think the height... Like, fear, though, wears off when it goes to, like, the pitchers. Like, so there's some tall pitchers, but they're just kind of wiry most of the
the wiry guys.
Yeah, like, I'm not afraid of it. Like, the Miz is kind of tall, but...
Wouldn't be that worried about
the Miz. Yeah, I wouldn't be worried about the Miz.
Yeah, I still think Jose Ramirez has to be at the top of the list. Number one, honestly.
We know he throws a good punch. We saw it.
Like, we've seen him he knocked Tim Anderson out.
Yeah.
Like...
That's a good call.
Like...
That was top of my list.
Now, Tim Anderson might have a weak jaw as well, but it was a clean connect, and he went down hard.
Glass jaw, Tim Anderson.
But like, Jose Ramirez.
His career was never the same either.
No, he was a bum after that.
These are good. These are the all-time guys. Somebody said Nolan Ryan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got the picture up in the studio in here.
Somebody said Albert Bell.
Yeah.
But Albert Bell was a mean, scary guy. Mm-hmm. I remember when he got hit and didn't want to take his base. I think it was whenever he was with the White Sox. He's like, no. He's like, I'm not going anywhere. The umpire's like, well, you kind of have to. Will you please go down to first?
Not as big as those guys, but Rugnan Odor, we know he could throw a punch. Mm-hmm. He could throw a punch.
Odor Fight Club, right?
Yeah.
Farnsworth.
Yeah, Farnsworth is on the list.
Would be scary. Yeah.
You remember Amir Garrett on the Reds?
Oh,
that guy liked to fight.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, yeah, the lefty?
Yeah.
He threw like 101, too.
Yeah, he just loved the fight.
He was a headhunter, and then he was ready to throw.
Yeah, at all times.
Like, someone just texted him, like, that guy. Dude, Aroldis used to throw hands, too.
Yeah.
Aroldis Chapman?
Yeah.
I don't really remember
And he's thick.
Yeah.
He's a big dude.
He wasn't as thick back whenever he was, like, early in his career, though.
Yeah. But now, right now, he's pretty thick.
Yasiel Puig, says a junkie.
Yeah, that guy was jacked.
Good call.
He was a jacked guy. It depends on which Aroldis, the right fielder for the Rangers.
Garcia?
Adolis Garcia.
Yeah, Garcia. It depends on which Adolis Garcia
you're Pre-roids
are.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Good Allegedly.
Yeah. Allegedly, yes.
Yeah, we can see how his head looks.
He was trying to go after an Astro once upon a time in the playoffs. Remember him and Abreu got into it a little bit. Abreu got suspended because of that.
Oh, that's right.
It was dumb.
It got suspended for the next season, right?
Well, they initially suspended him for the next game or whatever, and I think they did turn it into like a two-game suspension.
Yeah, people got all upset about that, yeah.
Somebody said Pedro Martinez.
Only if you're Don Zimmer.
Only if you're above 80 years old. Pedro Martinez.
But you know he's heartless right there.
Oh, for going older pitchers, I mean, no one wants to fight Randy Johnson, right? I know he's lanky, but... I don't know. He seemed like he'd be a like to fight guy.
You think?
I think Randy had the red ass. I think he fights you.
I think you're being derogatory towards his looks.
Maybe.
I think you think he looks a certain type of way, and you think that kind of way.
I'm certainly judging a book by its cover.
I'm not sure I've ever seen Randy Johnson fight.
I saw him kill a bird.
That's not the same.
That is true, but it's not the same.
I'm not sure I've ever seen him fight.
I wouldn't want to fight Randy Johnson. He certainly have the reach on everyone he fought.
John Crux says somebody. Jose Canseco would be tough. Oh, this is a good one. John Rocker.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
You know he likes to fight.
Like, that might be. That's probably up there towards the top. Because, like, it's just a loony bin.
He's.
Like, it's
you're
it's,
fighting a.
Yeah.
A mental patient.
I don't know why loony bin mental patient made me think of this, but. Ken Giles will throw some punches.
I know why.
Yeah, but he's just got to punch himself.
I know, but he's the one to throw.
Bo Jackson would be scary. Jeff Bannister says somebody else. Bannister drew a lot of, he was a little scrappy guy. Back in the day, people would say Bob Gibson.
I've heard that, yeah.
They'd say Bob Gibson a lot. People were intimidated by Bob Gibson.
Okay. I heard the same thing about Ty Cobb, what, like the fight.
Oh, yeah. Ty Cobb would go spikes up, too.
Spikes up, man. He tried to initiate.
Dusty told a story about Bob Gibson where he's like, Hank Aaron told him that if he ever got hit a home run off of Bob Gibson, you put your head down, you run the bases as fast as you can. Because if you don't, he's going to get you.
Did you read the book yet?
No.
Okay.
He was on a podcast I listened to. I think it was the Matt Barnes podcast. What's that thing called?
No idea.
Unrivaled or something like that?
Sounds right.
I don't know.
Google AI reminded me of this. Remember when Chan Ho Park did that flying kick?
No.
Yes.
I don't know which category. I guess I would have to say I don't want to fight him if I know he could come in with a Street Fighter style kick.
I mean, it's still valid.
Yeah.
This match has been crazy.
Is it still going on?
It's in added time of the 120th minute, and wow. They just awarded Belgium a PK that they just scored. They hit it at the top of the net.
Wow.
Senegal was up 2-0 in the 85th minute.
This doesn't help our bet, though, right? Was only for regulation.
We went 2-1 today. Won 2 units. Up 5.3 units on the year. Up 2 units on the week.
Yeah, so you hadn't seen that kick yet, Joe? The Chan Ho Park kick?
It's kind of crazy. There's some minor league ones, too, where like dudes run out there with a bat. Those are always scary.
I saw the Harper one where he ran out there with his helmet and he threw it, but then, like it went wide right.
It's kind of bush league to throw your helmet.
Well, I mean, that happened last night. Contreras threw his helmet.
It's bush league to throw your helmet. It's bush league to throw your bat. Like, go out with your fist.
Yeah, bats.
Fight like a man.
Dude, he threw like a WWE enziguri.
I know.
Like,
Channel Park, yeah.
Like, this is great. This is great.
Good old baseball brawls are fun. Everybody likes them. Nolan Ryan already said that. Pete Rose said somebody. Evan Gadd is coming at you full stream with a janitor's mop. That's messed up. But yeah, that'd be scary. Wade Boggs. I don't know about Wade.
He never seemed that intimidating to me.
Yeah.
George Brett?
Yeah, I mean, he's just fast.
He's angry.
Yeah.
Angry. Madison Bumgarner is a good call.
Oh,
he's country strong.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Kevin Youkilis. Those are all good ones.
Would you throw McGuire in there?
Nah. I never really saw McGuire be aggressive.
Yeah, he's like, if he wanted to, I think he'd be pretty intimidating. But he never felt like he was, like you said, aggressive.
No.
But he's physically like a huge guy.
Like those big steroid hitters, like none of them. Like Bonds, no.
None of them were that aggressive.
Sosa, no.
Canseco, I can see being a little aggressive.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
I did watch him take a dive in a fight, though.
I mean, it was like,
I know.
It was needed like money.
4 years ago. But
Jason Veritek, Pedro Martinez against senior citizens. We just read that.
We did that joke already.
Are you just tuning in? Happy to have you. 713-780-3776. Who is your junkie of the day? 713-780-3776. Junkies of the day. It's Jeremy and Joe on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
This crazy world is home to all kinds of junkies.
I got a junkie for a wife. Don't eat nothing.
Some worthless junkie.
We're adrenaline junkie.
Because I'm a news junkie. Okay, I'm a Twitter junkie.
An elephant that's a junkie.
But only one can be the junkie of the day.
You're acting like I'm some kind of ski junkie.
What loser will be the winner? Find out with Jeremy and Joe.
Shut the f*** up, junkie.
Who is your junkie of the day? 713-780-3776. Certainly not our betting. 2-1 today. Done good. Done good.
All right. That's interesting. Look, they got shot here.
Yeah, they got a free kick. Probably about 19 out. Yeah, they got a free kick here. All right, what's your junkie of the day?
I'm going to go with the Padres. They gave up 23 runs today.
It's a lot of runs.
So, I'll nominate them.
This junk. This text says, dude, what the heck? Am I blocked?
That guy also called in.
No way.
Yeah.
He might be our junkie of the day.
Wyatt came in. It's like, yeah, this guy was saying he's been trying to text him, but it's not going through. He wants to know he's blocked. It's like, I don't know.
I wonder what he was texting in that he felt was so important.
I don't know.
He just didn't read any of it.
We only read about 10% of our text, junkie.
Yeah.
So if we're not reading your text, it's not because you're blocked. It's just because it's not any good.
Like, you also texted in. We were talking about baseball fights, and your last text before that was Meta World Peace.
I did say other sports.
Okay.
I did say potentially other sports.
I missed you saying that.
We just didn't get to the other ones. Lex says my hearing. You for hearing white instead of wide with a solid D.
I was going to nominate White's receivers as well.
Somebody said it's Dribble Cabrera, mean clothesline. Senegal for blowing the 2-0 lead. That's what that was going to be my nominee as well. Sure. Senegal for blowing a 2-0 lead for sure. But I do have a couple of other ones. Cooper Engle, is that how you say his name? The Guardian catcher, left fielder.
Who the f*** is that guy?
It's a fair question.
Oh, yeah.
He caught a pop-up, medium left field, second out of the inning, turns, looks at the stands, and tosses the ball into the stands.
Can't do that.
Oof.
The run would score. So not only did it, you know, prolong the inning, but it's go-ahead run scored for the Rangers.
And now he's going to be infamous.
Seventh inning. Better have a good career.
Never heard of the guy, so probably won't.
He's a top prospect.
Oh, is he? Oh, that's tough.
Yeah, he has to be one of his early games. He probably hasn't played a ton of games, but no, if he has a good career, I mean, he'll be able to buck this, but if he doesn't, he'll be known for that forever. Also, I'm going to nominate Rich Eisen, my dear personal good friend. He's taking next week off. What am I going to listen to? 12 to 3 for the next week.
Great question.
My boy Rich Eisen taking a week off.
Probably getting a lot of Tom Pelissero that week.
Really? Is he filling for him?
He fills in for Rich a lot.
How is Pelissero?
You know what? That's a strange week to take off.
Why?
I mean, July in general is a
good week. Why wouldn't you take off the following week when there's no baseball?
I don't think he talks much baseball anyways.
I know, but like, take off the All-Star break.
That's maybe there's cheaper flights that week. I don't know.
Like, it matters to Rich Eisen.
Right?
Like, that's just strange.
I don't think it's that strange.
Okay. You're going to come back for the All-Star break when there's so much going on.
Or just take both weeks.
Good point.
Jim Rome certainly would.
Mike Greenberg would.
Yeah.
He barely works in the summers.
Really?
Yeah.
Smart. What are you voting for, Brian? What do you nominate?
Today's Bobby Bonilla Day, so I'll nominate the Mets for still paying out Bobby Bonilla just over $1 million each year, which I think goes for another like 8 to 10 years.
Yeah, it's like still 34, maybe.
Yeah, we still got a while with Bobby Bonilla Day.
What do you think? Do you think he works, or do you think he's like, nah, I got one coming in 360 days?
I wouldn't work.
No, I January 1st, I buy a calendar and just mark July 1st on there and just sit and wait.
You would buy a calendar? Well, BS flag.
It was a joke.
He's going to buy a calendar.
It's a joke.
2035.
Yeah. Just a million and change.
Every year.
I used to say that people overrated this because it would be better to get the lump money, right? But apparently the Mets do pay him with an interest rate involved.
Do they?
Oh, really?
That's what I've heard, yeah.
Interesting.
Huh. Yeah. What else?
Also nominate saying the best white wide receiver tandem was Adam Thielen and Cooper Kupp.
Oh.
Or they never even played together.
Good call.
So those are my nominations.
Those are pretty good.
Plus Senegal.
Those are pretty good nominations, Brian. I think you did a great job. Junkie says I'd hate to fight roided out Mark McGuire. Juan Soto. I'd have no problem fighting Juan Soto.
He looks soft.
Juan Soto would have a problem fighting me.
I don't think you have a problem with it.
Me at my peak. Juan Soto.
I would take Juan Soto.
Yeah, sorry, Jim.
Why? Coming up after us, Destination 2026, which Glenn's going to be all over the Senegal match. It's going to be awesome. Maybe. The Americans are playing soccer tonight.
They are.
How are we feeling about this?
They're going to get the dub.
Feeling good?
Yep. Plus, going to score.
Nervous at all? A little nervy? That nervy about the Americans? No. Is the starting 11 out yet?
I don't think so. At least not.
Have you, okay. Are you sending out the what's wrong with Pocahontas?
Oh, it's out.
Did you ever start calling him Pocahontas too?
Yeah, why not? When in Rome. Are you going to send out a tweet wrong? What's wrong with Pocahontas?
Yeah, I've been doing that every match.
Okay, good.
That's why I asked. The live's already out.
How's it look?
I just have to Google U.S. Men's National Team gaffer here real quick because I don't know how to spell his name. So I have to go copy and paste his name.
And honestly, it'd be funnier if you spelled it wrong.
No, I don't want to spell it wrong. It's disrespectful. I like the guy a lot.
Call him Pocahontas.
Well, I mean, it's a play on words. I called him Pinocchio.
That's right.
First. And then I forgot Pinocchio.
Then he went to Pocahontas?
Yeah, it just kind of slipped out. I should have done it. Very unkind of me. So what's winning?
What's his name?
Pochettino?
Cooper. Cooper Engel.
That's winning?
Yeah, he threw the ball into the stands.
That happens all the time.
No, it doesn't.
That happens at least once a year.
I would go with Senegal, man. They were
right. That's my vote.
Okay, Senegal it is.
They were up 2-0.
You voted me.
They were up 2-0 in the 85th minute, Joe. But I don't want to just simply outvote you. I want to change your mind.
I'm not doing that.
It was 2-0.
The text line always says to change your mind. I won't do it this time.
2-0 in the 85th minute.
I understand that, but
they choke.
No, imagine how many outs there are.
Imagine that flight back to Senegal. It's a regular season game on June 30th. This is the premier stage of football in the world. This was the biggest match in Senegal's world history. And they're up 2-0. About to get the biggest win they've ever had in their country's storied history.
You lose games.
And they lose it. Yeah, you throw balls in the stands.
No, you don't.
People do it all the time.
Not really.
Comic Cast coming up at 7. And then Hall of Fame with Brad Gilmore. And then everybody's least favorite member of Harlem Heat, Booker T. We'll talk to you all tomorrow, which will be our final day of the week. Busy show. TK will be on with us. Plenty to get to. But coming up next, Destination 2026. Thanks to Brian White for their hard work. He's Joe. I'm Jeremy. Goodbye, Houston.
Texas is good. Time. Everything needs to be.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.